I've decided to take a break this morning from the Beatitudes, from the series that we're doing in the Beatitudes, and because of Thanksgiving this weekend. And then Gerard's here next week, so we're having a two-week break before we come back to elements of true spiritual happiness in our lives. And so you're going to have a Thanksgiving message this morning. My text is coming from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18, which says, and it's not even a complete sentence, it's breaking into a sentence, but I'm just going to read verse 18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. You know, as Judy opened this morning, I appreciated your honesty, Judy. And, you know, it's not always easy to give thanks. Even though this is Thanksgiving weekend, and you know, that's we start to think about things that we can be thankful for. You might be here this morning and actually feeling downright miserable. Maybe things have gone on in your life this week, I don't know, that have just made you feel kind of down, discouraged, heavy, and you think, give thanks in all circumstances. Paul, isn't that unrealistic? You know, how can you give thanks in all circumstances, you might be thinking. Look at what we've been through this year of 2020 already. You know, you go back just 9 months ago and it was completely different. The way we were able to conduct church, the way we lived and everything. And we longed to go back to how things were. And it's been quite the year, hasn't it? Some have suffered with, you know, things within jobs and job losses. And it's, now I'm thankful for being old and retired and getting pension checks. It's been a blessing. Don't have to worry about all that other stuff. But, you know, it's been a tough year. And on top of this pandemic that we are in the midst of, some of you have faced family crises. Some of you have faced the loss of a loved one. You've faced some deep things. You look at families that have lost, both husband and wife, lost jobs and income. And you go, to be thankful in all circumstances? How realistic is that? How can that be? You know, this statement of Paul's is not something that is being imposed on us. We're not imposed to, oh, we've got to pretend to be thankful and all this stuff. You know, giving thanks is actually, I'm told, and I think we experience, one of the healthiest attitudes that we can ever adopt. For thanksgiving is psychologically healthy for us. Gratitude has the exact opposite effect of grumbling. Grumpy people drain you of energy. Grateful people, well, they instill in you energy. Giving thanks brings with it, well, social and spiritual health. And you might ask, well, why is that? And the answer that Paul gives us is, this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And I've got to say, if it's God's will for us, then it's got to be good for us and important to us and beneficial to us. You know, in the Psalms, and we could have read lots of Psalms, but in Psalm 100 and verse 4, we read this. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. And then the psalmist goes on and he says, for the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. You know, this is the basis that we are to approach God, entering his presence with thanksgiving, because God is good and he endures forever. He is faithful through all generations. And this is the basis on which we are to approach God, entering his presence with thanksgiving in our lives and our hearts. And I want to touch on three areas of thanksgiving this morning. The first, what I'm calling natural thanksgiving, which is when everything's going well and you're happy and it's good and yeah, it's easy to be thankful. And then we're going to look at unnatural thanksgiving, which is being thankful when your natural instincts are anything but thankful. And then we're going to look at what I'm going to call supernatural thanksgiving, which is being thankful when it is the last thing that would cross your mind because of the crisis you're in. So first of all, natural thanksgiving. And I want to read to us some things that you've probably heard before, and Judy really opened well. She's not stole my thunder, but fortunately she didn't read some of the things I'm going to read, but she prepared us for things that, you know, we need to be thankful for, that it's a good reminder. And you know, this is a good reminder too. If you woke up this morning, and I'm looking at Richard, you woke up this morning at 93. If you woke up this morning with more health than illness, you are more blessed than the million people who will not survive this week. Well, thank you, Lord. Thank you. If you have never experienced the danger of battle, the loneliness of imprisonment, the agony of torture, or the pangs of starvation, you are ahead of 500 million people in the world right now. Oh, thank you, Lord. We are so blessed. If you can attend a church service without fear of harassment, arrest, torture, or even death, you are more blessed than 3 billion people in the world at this moment of time. And then we might add to that this pandemic we're in. We're blessed to be able to gather together this morning to worship the Lord. There's other churches in the valley that haven't been able to do that yet. And we're blessed to be here. You know, if you have a refrigerator full of food, clothes on your back, a roof overhead, a place to sleep, you are richer than 75% of the world's population. If you have money in the bank, a little money in your wallet, some spare change kicking around somewhere, you are among the top 8% of the world's wealthy. If you can read, you are more fortunate than over 2 billion people in the world that cannot read at all. You know, we have so much to stop and give thanks to God for. Paul wrote to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 7. And he says there, "For who makes you different from anyone else? What do you have that you did not receive? And if you did receive it, why do you boast as though you did not?" Don't you realize, Paul says, everything you have, you've received. Why do you live and act and boast as though you have the right to those kinds of things? You know, the majority of the world does not even enjoy a small fraction of what we have. We have vehicles to get around in. We have food to eat in abundance. We have clothes to wear and shoes for our feet and socks to keep our feet and toes warm. And Paul says, what do you have that you did not receive? Don't think you have things that you have not received. Everything you have, you received. So there's this natural element of thanksgiving, which is trusting in the provision of God and thanking him for what he has provided for us day by day by day. God has provided all the basic things of life that we so often take for granted. I take for granted. But we're going to move on to another area of thanksgiving, which I'm calling unnatural thanksgiving. There are some things in life that are completely unnatural to be thankful about. Writing to the Philippians, Paul writes there in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. And he says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. You know, this is unnatural, because Paul is talking about things that make us anxious, that get us uptight. He says, don't be anxious about anything. And the anxiety in the anything becomes the everything that you present to God with thanksgiving. You know, there are many things that make us anxious, aren't there? And I have no doubt, if we're going to be honest, every one of us has some kind of anxiety. Something that concerns us, worries us, causes us to lose some sleep at night. How can Paul say, don't be anxious about anything? But take notice of that little word in the middle of Paul's statement. Don't be anxious about anything, but. But in everything. So the anything about which you might become anxious is the everything that Paul says, but in everything by prayer and petition you present to God with thanksgiving. Thanking him for what? It's not thanking him for the anxieties, but you take the anything that makes you anxious and it becomes the everything that you present to God. What is bigger than I am is not bigger than who God is. Wow, thank you, God. You can thank him for his presence. He's right here. He's with us. You can thank him for his power and his sufficiency. That which threatens us does not threaten him. Praise God. And you present it to God with thanksgiving. As I've often said, that which is over our head, that which is over my head, is under Jesus' feet. He's over all. Thank you, Lord. Now, a lot of times when we pray about things and we don't actually give them to God. We pray about them and then we carry on worrying. And Paul is saying, you give this anything to God and you will know that you've given it to God when your anxiety becomes thanksgiving. That means you say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your sufficiency. Thank you for your presence. Thank you that in this situation, no matter how difficult it looks and it is, my refuge is in you. You are my refuge. You are sufficient. You are here. So if natural thanksgiving is trusting in the provision of God, God provides. You think back over your life how God has faithfully provided day by day by day. Then unnatural thanksgiving is trusting in the presence of God. You are here with me in this situation right now. That even when things are not as we would like them to be, God is not outsmarted by our situation, and we can trust him, and in that we can give him thanks. Now, we're not to ignore the difficulties in life, but it is in the difficulties of life as we give them to God that we will discover his sufficiency in ways that we never knew before. And we will discover his presence in ways that we never experienced before. You know, in the things that make us anxious, Paul says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything. And the everything encompasses the anything. Give it to God with thanksgiving, and the peace of God, which passes understanding, you know, it's going to guard your heart and your mind in Jesus Christ. This unnatural area of thanksgiving is only possible when you know Jesus. When you know that he is alive and he's with you. So if natural thanksgiving is trusting in the provision of God, and unnatural thanksgiving is trusting in the presence of God in your life and circumstances, then supernatural thanksgiving is trusting in the purpose of God. I think the most remarkable statement of thanksgiving in the Bible has to be 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 23. And Paul says there, For I received from the Lord what I passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Jesus gave thanks. Jesus had just told his disciples he was going to die. And within a 24-hour period, he would be hung on a cross. And for 6 of those hours, he would die a slow and torturous death. And before that, he would be whipped, scourged, beaten, a crown of thorns driven into his head. One of the 12 disciples had already left to go and betray him for 30 pieces of silver. Another disciple would deny him within a few hours. And by the next morning, all of the disciples would forsake him and run. And Jesus took bread and said, "This is my body." And he gave thanks. And then we read in the Gospels, then in the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." And he gave thanks. You know, this is giving thanks when there is that deep conviction that the God to whom I have entrusted my life is working out something beyond what I know and can see, and I'm trusting his eternal purposes. You know, there are times in our lives that the lights go out. It's dark. You can't even see your hand in front of your nose. You have no clue what's going on. The rug's been pulled out from under your feet. You have no idea what is going to happen next or what you're going to do. There are things that are threatening. There are things that are frightening. There are all these kinds of factors around you. And this is the time to give thanks to God, who not only provides and who is always present, but there's this supernatural thanksgiving because you can trust in his eternal purposes. You know, Paul, in writing to Timothy, in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12, Paul says, "That is why I am suffering as I am. Yet I am not ashamed, because I know whom I have," because I am not, let me try it again. I lost my place in my line here. "That is why I am suffering as I am. Yet I am not ashamed, because I know I have believed whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him for that day." Sorry for my stumbling all over the place there. You know, I really prefer the King James Version in that, I guess because it's what I've learned it in. And it is, "For I know in whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day." What fell behind me? An apple. An apple fell off the tree. Those blooming apples. You know, they'll get you into trouble all the time. My goodness. You know, what I commit to Jesus, I am persuaded that he is able to keep against that day. That day when the full story will become known. So the question that begs to be asked is, what have you committed to Jesus? Have you committed your life to him? If you have, he will keep it. And though the story of your life may be confusing at this very moment of time, there will be a day that you'll completely understand. You know, are you struggling with issues in your life that you wish that you didn't have to struggle with? It can be any number of issues. We all have issues that we struggle with. Have you given them to Jesus? Are you persuaded that he is able to keep, to look after what you commit to him until that day that you fully know? You know, what you don't commit, he doesn't undertake to keep. You keep that yourself. But what you commit to him, he has undertaken to keep. We are to commit our life to him, our families to him, our possessions to him, our future to him, our time to him, our health to him. I not only commit it to him, but I do so with gratitude. Why? Because I can trust him. And we can have a Thanksgiving weekend. We can have a Thanksgiving day. But you know what we really need to be investing in? Is a Thanksgiving living every day of our life. This is when the continuous disposition of our heart and life is one of thankfulness. As our text in 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, give thanks in all circumstances. You know, it's actually a Thanksgiving living person that does that. Why? For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And you continually thank God for his provision, for his presence, and for his purposes. Let me encourage us. Do not drink from the poison of bitterness. When you have been offered the liberating healing of thankfulness. If you give thanks in all circumstances, you'll not only discover God's provision and his presence and his purpose being worked out in your life, but you will experience his deep peace within your own heart and soul and mind, a peace that surpasses understanding, that will guard your heart and mind in Jesus Christ. You know, the language of the Christian is not please. That's the language of a beggar. Please give me. Please give me. Please, I need help. Give me, give me, give me. The language of the Christian is thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Because you know God who is present and is alive and active, and you trust him. And we need to be a people who continually thank God for his faithful provision day after day after day. His continual presence in our lives and here with us. And his eternal purposes that his kingdom come and his will be done. You know, a people who continually live with a gratitude, an attitude of gratitude toward God. We need to be that kind of people that have an attitude of gratitude towards God and a thanksgiving life. Let's pray. Lord, may our lives be more than just a day or a weekend of thanksgiving. Oh, may we be a people of a thanks-living life. In the natural times, in the unnatural times, and in the times when it's just downright impossible, and we need that supernatural of just trusting you for your eternal purposes. And Lord, may we be a people that live thankful lives in this crazy world that we're in right now, giving you the praise and the honor and the glory for all. For we ask it in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen.